It's not unusual in the United States for a new mother to quit her job after giving birth to a child. Sam is only 9 months old, and his mother, Laura, dreaded the thought of going back to work.
I only got 6 weeks with him, and it's not enough time. We needed somebody to take care of him, but the cost of daycare in D.C. is really high. I wouldn't be bringing home enough money at the end of 2 weeks to barely cover the daycare bills.
Hey, how's it going?
While the U.S. is nowhere close to a federal law that mandates paid maternity leave, some states are addressing the issue. A new law in New York assures new mothers 12 weeks of paid maternity leave. New Jersey covers 67% of 6 weeks of leave. California covers 55% of 6 weeks. Rhode Island covers 4 weeks.
If you live in one of those four states, then you're covered and are eligible to get paid leave during those times. But if you live in the rest of the U.S., it really just depends on whether or not your employer voluntarily offers those benefits, since we don't have any national programs to provide wage replacement to people when they're on leave.
Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders favor a national program that would allow new mothers to take 12 weeks of paid maternity leave. This is an improvement over the 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act, which provides job-protected, unpaid leave to government employees or those in private sector companies with 50 or more employees. But critics say that law only covers 60% of new mothers because only 60% of workers even qualify, and many new moms cannot afford to take time off.
The United States hasn't caught up with the fact that most women today work. You know, our labor laws were set, the majority of them were set a long time ago when families looked very different. But today, you know, the majority of women work, the majority of mothers work, even the majority of moms who have very young children are in the paid labor force.
Still, some companies do provide not only paid maternity leave, but paid paternity leave as well. New dad Joe is thrilled to have 6 weeks of paid leave.
I think it's up to employers, you know, if they want to pay for it or not. But I think the best employers are doing that now, are giving generous paid leave for a time like that, because it's good for the employees, which is good for the company.
Opponents of a paid family leave law say it's bad for business because it's too costly.
Small business simply can't afford to have that burden put on them, and also the small businesses can't afford increases in taxes.
But supporters of the idea say the cost of paid maternity leave is very low relative to the benefit to the family.
Being at home with your kids is probably the toughest job there is. They should get full pay just as much as they had while they were at their job.
For Anusha Vetisyan, this is Joy Wagner, VOA News, Washington.